desperate to broadcast. To end, hang up.
Right. This morning, it's this is Rabbi Yehuda Marmerstein, 7th of June, Tesvav Sivan Tavshin Pei. And the subject today is called The Blessing of Missed Opportunities. The Blessing of Missed Opportunities. Last week's parasha, this shir is about both Nosoi and Baloischa. It says, Mekai and Chutz Loretz and Eretz Yisrael, and next week, it's Nosoi and Baloischa. In Parashas Nosoi, we learnt about Pasha, about the Nozir and the Soita first, the Soita, then the Nozir. So the Gemara says, Loma Nismacho, why are they two next to each other? Shekolareya Soita Bukukula Yaza Atzman Ayai. I was bothered by the very famous question everybody asks, which is, surely a Soita Bukukula should not need, the one who sees Reya Soita Bukukula should not need the Chizuk of Nazirus. He's just seen something so impressive, so amazing, that should be good enough. Why does he need Neid of Nazirus? So many people answer it's to do with things lasting, because however great a Osiris you have, Osiris can be lost. It will be lost. Not it can be lost, it will be lost. You can be sure that however excited you are about something, in a very positive way, that will not last. Doesn't last. It goes. You have the Osiris, you've got a very, very strong Osiris, it will go, will not last. So you need a native Osiris, 30 days, a new lifestyle, new way of behavior. Besides that, I thought the side question which always comes in is, if the danger of Aroyus, the danger of going after Taibas is related to drinking wine, because alcohol causes you to lose some of your inhibition, some of your control. So I understand the Yazat Nayayin, but Nazirus isn't just about wine. Nazirus is so many other things besides wine. You can't have a haircut. You're not allowed to be metamel and mace. You're like a Kohen Godel. Not allowed to be metamel and mace. Even Zayin Krovim, not allowed to be metamel. What's that got to do with the risk and the danger of Yayin? And one answer, which I think is a very simple answer, but still doesn't cover it properly, is to say that when you're in danger of dropping in Madrega, the most powerful and most effective way of staying strong is through pride, is through gaiva. You've got to boost your self-esteem. You've got to think, oh, I'm a nozir, I'm a Kohen Godel, I'm like the Kohen Godel. So it's beneath my dignity to behave in that way. I can't drop my standards. I'm like a Kohen Godel. I've got a very special status. But I saw a Netziv, a fascinating Netziv, to explain why is it that there seems to be a contrast in the different aspects of Nozir. On the one hand, there's a Nozir, he's not allowed to have wine, and he's not allowed to have a haircut. Teglachas is also, and wine's also. And then on the other hand, he's not allowed to move Tamil Ames. So the Netziv in HaMikdover mentions something fascinating about it. He says, the reason for Zahirus from Tumas Meis is so that we should not fall into depression. And I think there lies a very important message over here. Sometimes precious, being very frum, being very medactic, very makpid about things, could cause you anxiety. We see people in Nebuch with OCD. We see people who are very pressurized, very tense. Yes, they've got a problem. They've got a problem with their frumkeit. So the Rebbeinu says, no, if you're taking on these special measures, you're not allowed to have any wine, you're not allowed to have taglachas, be careful not to fall into depression. Be nizer from tumas meis. There's an interesting Mishnah, I don't know if any of you remember the Mishnah. The Mishnah says about the person who makes a neder not to drink wine, if then he had to be a koiva meisim, it says he didn't realize. So it seems that in those days, all the people who were involved in burial, they all had to drink wine to save themselves from depression, to stop themselves getting depressed. They had to drink. There's actually Gemara in Ksubas, among Ksubas on Daf Testament base, tells us about all the wine which the Avelim Leilim they had to have. Loads and loads of cases of wine, one after the other. They stopped because of Shikras, but they had it was because it was a Tachlis. So, okay, we understand a bit this Kesh of Nozir and Soita. There's also the Baal Shem Tov's Vot, which maybe we've often said over Rav Dessler quotes in Mechtam Elio, Baal Shem Tov once said, whenever you see another person doing something wrong and you're critical of him or her, straight away realize this is Min HaShemayim. It's Min HaShemayim that you especially had to see that person doing something wrong because you got that problem yourself. Because you yourself are like that in some respect. So the famous story this Talmud said to his Rebbe, but it can't be. I saw somebody this last Shabbos being Mechal Shabbos, and I was never ever Mechal Shabbos. And then he figured it out. What had happened the previous week was he listened to somebody denigrating a Talmud Chochem. And he hadn't made any Mechal. And the Gemara says Talmud Chochem Ikra Shabbos. So Lefi Madrei Gosoi, this was called Chil Shabbos. You heard them speaking about that Talmud Chochem negatively, and you didn't protest. You didn't defend him. So that's a b'chin of Chil Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mazmin you, you should see some Chil Shabbos. Straight after Nozir comes Pashas Birchas Kohanim. What's it got to do with it? And then HaKomos HaMishkon. HaKomos HaMishkon, what's it got to do with HaKomos HaMishkon? What happened during HaKomos HaMishkon? For 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu put the Mishkon up, he pulled it down. He put it up, he pulled it down. 7 times, why? I thought once maybe it's a b'chin of Sheva Yipel Tzadik V'kom. Sheva Yipel Tzadik V'kom, so Moshe Rabbeinu builds a Mishkon, destroys the Mishkon, builds it, destroys it. But what's the pshat, what's the hezbah? After that, you have 12 days of Korbonos, and the Siyim, then you come to Parshas Baloischa. And there you have the key to understanding tonight, to this morning's Shir. Rashi says at the beginning of Baloischa, the very famous Rashi, that when Aaron HaKohen saw that he's missed out, that everyone else has got and he hasn't got, a chelek in Chanukah Mizbeach, chol shoz da'ato yad chalish sadas, he chalished. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, shelcho gdolim shelohem, shalat amad legimeitim zaneiris. You're going to get something amazing. You're going to be able to have menorah, and we know that, as Ramban explains, that even after Churban HaBayis, there's still menorah. We have Chanukah, a fantastic compensation to Aaron. For what? For chol sho'oz da'atoi, for being very upset and very disappointed, and very hurt to be left out. That's the Atamadlik Meitiv HaSaneiris. After that, what do we find? Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni Zadova Tamua. Normally, if you complain, you get into trouble for complaining. You complain to your wife will give it to you. She complains to you, you give it back to her. When somebody complains, they normally suffer for making complaint. Don't complain. And certainly, as far as complaining about the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Hanhoga, except what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you do not have the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Why not? Tomei. Why are you Tomeim? You're Isaac the mitzvah. You're doing a very, very important thing. You're seeing to Atzmas Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik, before he died, he said, please make sure I don't get left in Mitzrayim. He wants to be taken to Eretz Yisrael. You're doing a wonderful thing. Be happy. Be happy that you're doing the right thing. And no, they come along to the Rabbein Shalom and say, Lo Monigora. We sit to Moshe Rabbein, Lo Monigora, why are we second-class citizens? Why are we left out? So instead of getting a patch and ponim for it, instead of getting into trouble or being told off, there's a new invention, a fantastic new invention, a special Korban Pesach on the wrong date, one whole month later, the wrong date. For what? For being upset. Because you're upset. Because you feel bad not to have a chance to do a mitzvah. I thought to myself, you know, maybe the yeshivas will all open again, and all the kolim will open again, all the meisters will open again, the shuls will open again, when we have enough of Chol Shadatai. When we have enough Chol Shadatai, when we really feel Lo Monigora, when we're not content with the garden minion, we're not satisfied with davening outside. We're not satisfied to say, oh, I still learn on the phone. I learn Machrus on the phone. Oh, yeah, we still carry on, start your day. Simcha Shadmi's organized it. Menachem David's organized it. We carry on with Zoom. It's all right. It's fine. Elspeth said that we do it on Zoom. Zoom's even nice. I sit in the comfort of my house. You sit in the comfort of your house. It's all geschmack. Once we make more of a fuss, to whom? To Boris Johnson? No, to the Rebbein Shloilom. Of Lo Monigora. Lo Monigora. In Eretz Yisrael, back again. In America, they're back. Why here not? Lo Monigora. So I've had a Chamir Sakantami Yisur. I have to be very, very careful not to do anything dangerous. But the Rebbein Shloilom, he is the one making everything. He is the one creating the virus, not China. So Rebbein Shloim. Every single person, Leilena, who became not well, it's Rebbein Shloim making them not well. So we can talk to Rebbein Shloim. I saw a fascinating bio yesterday in the name of Yitzchak Isaac Chover. Aside, we all know in Parshas Baloischa, you've got something you don't find anywhere else in the whole Chumash. The two nunim hafuchim, the two nuns which are opposite, which are not in the right place, that we know they're specifically put there between one parish and another, and the 3 days in the Gemara why they're there. But one of them, the one we know best, is Lahafsik ben Puronus lePuronus. It's before and after Vahidin Seorim, the two psukim, and it makes Chumish not Chamisha Chumash Torah, but actually seven Chumashim. There's seven Chumashim, there's seven, seven Sforim. The Chamisha Chumash Torah are really seven because of this Vahidin Soya, and there's a nun before and a nun afterwards. So if you ask somebody what's a nun, it's like brackets, yes? It's a bit like having brackets. Brackets, these two psukim in brackets. What does it mean? So Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover says a phenomenal idea, a big yisoid. Yisroel v'hatoyro kishurim u'myuchodim im ritzoyna v'ashkichos yizborach. Klal Yisroel and the Torah are tied with the will of Hashem and the hashgoch of Hashem, zeh mul zeh. This one opposite this one, b'shova, equally. Shekefi p'nois ma'seinu ha'toiv elav yizborach. According to how we direct our good actions towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'moi kein p'nois hashgachosoy ritzoynoy eleinu. Everything we do has a direct consequence. As we turn to Him, He turns to us. As we, Cholila, turn away from him, he turns away from us. U'mizeh motzinu shenidmu Yisrael el halavona mamash. In this way, we find Klal Yisrael is like the moon. We count with the moon. We have the months according to the moon. We're compared to the moon because the moon gets bigger and smaller according to how much it faces the sun. The more it faces the sun, the bigger it is. The less it faces the sun, the smaller it is. So too, Klal Yisrael. And that's like Shnei Chatzoi Agulim Ho'emdim Zeh Mul Zeh. It's like two brackets, two semicircles that face one another. That's what the Shnei Nunim is. Nimtze Shnucha L'damois Dov Zeh L'beis Nunim Sheheim Shnei Chatzoi Agulim Poinim Zeh Mul Zeh V'umamash K'moi Chamo Levono. With this, we understand to be mafsik bein puronus le puronus, to divide between one puronus and another puronus. What do we have? We have an indication that Klal Yisrael had done averus. So we have to understand the greatest thing to strengthen you when you've deviated from the right path is the knowledge that your actions have got consequences. That the more you turn towards him, the more shefa you'll get. The more you turn away, the less shefa you'll get. So in the last parasha, straight after we learnt about Nozin Soita, what did we have? Birchas Koyanim. In Birchas Koyanim, we're saying, Netziv is Mazbe, Yevrecha Hashem, Baruch Hashem should give brachas to everybody. This guy is a big Talmud Chacham, he should be very much tzliach in his learning. This person's in business, his business should thrive. This person needs some other big issue, or Kadosh Baruch Hu should give it to him. But after V'yirecha Hashem, it's got to be V'yishmerecha. What's V'yishmerecha? That your success shouldn't be negative. That person who's a gon, he's so much tzliach and he's learning, he's mechadosh Kadosh Torah, he shouldn't become a bagaiba from it. It shouldn't be harmful to him, it shouldn't be damaging to him. So it's got to be V'yirecha Hashem, V'yishmerecha. Then what's the Yor Hashem Ponav Elech V'Yichonecha? Yor Hashem means to say that after someone is successful, we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu that that success should be seen by everybody to be the result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not that he's someone with good muscle. We shouldn't think the person does well because his muscle's good or the person does badly because he's got a bad muscle. We should instead see it's Hashem. Yor Hashem ponev eilecha. Hashem should show his face. And it's a very big, this is the Netziv in Hamakdov in last week's parasha. So over here we're saying, we want to be mafsik ben peronos le peronos. What was peronos rishoyna? Vayisu mehar Hashem. They left Har Sinai, ketina kabarech beis ha-sefer. In other words, they didn't realize how lucky they are to have the Torah. Klal Yisrael looked at Torah mitzvahs as a shibud, as a burden. That's in contrast to the Lo Monigora. But the consequence of that outlook of Ketina Kabareach was something much more extreme, the Misoinonim. The people started complaining, but what was their complaint? Their complaint was HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his kindness was taking them quickly to Eretz Yisrael. They were coming to Eretz Yisrael very fast, so they shouldn't have to spend a long time in the Midbar. But you know what happened? Instead of it working out well, it worked out very negatively because they only saw it negatively. They only saw the bad in it. We see over here the whole mahalach of the parasha is to teach us the tremendous brocha that comes from opening your eyes and seeing opportunities. But not just seeing opportunities, seeing missed opportunities as well. So the chol shos datoy of Aaron HaKohen, being upset that I missed something, isn't a cause of depression, isn't a cause of misery or anger. It's a cause of something very, very positive. What's that positive thing? That positive thing is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you really want to do Ratzon Hashem. You really got a cheshek. You desire closeness with me. Vani kivas lekim li toiv. If that's the case, not only will you not have missed out, shelcho gdoilim shelohem. And those individuals who missed out on Korban Pesach, but they had the attitude of Loma Nigora, they saw an exemption as something which is only an exemption. Unlike the Goyim, the Omos HaOlam Lasid Lavoi, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them an opportunity of Sukkah, and then they're going to be Boyer to Miyotzin because it's so hot in the Sukkah. And they're going to look at it, Mitzvah is part of the Sukkah. So what's wrong? Why do they lose their chelik? The answer is because this is missing the whole point. What is the point? The point is to see Torah mitzvahs as a privilege. To see it as a joy. To see it as, I'm so fortunate that the king has invited me to his palace. That really every single time a person sits and learns, who's your chavrusa? Hamalamed Torah L'Am Yisrael, the Rebbein Shem is sitting with me. So instead of seeing the shir or the kviyas or the chavrusa as my duty, I have to, I've got to. We have a new perspective on it. We don't see it as I've got to. I'm so lucky. So the Lahafsik Ben Puranus LePuranus is only with those two nuns, because the two nuns show you that your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not static. It's not a static relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's constantly moving and constantly changing. It's always changing. What does it depend on? Depends on how much I turn towards him. As I turn towards him, he turns towards me. So we say in Birchas, the Birchas Kohenim is all mekushet to that, and so is the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu is building the Mishkan and taking the Mishkan down. Why is he taking the Mishkan down seven times? The answer is, we can learn from this that a setback doesn't have to be a setback. It can be a step forward. That the build, pulling down the Mishkan enables us to build the Mishkan better the next day. And pulling down the Mishkan again the next day is enabled to have a better Mishkan the next day. So that after 7 days of taking down and building, we've got the highest level of all. That's an amazing idea. That setbacks can be converted. A setback, a disappointment, can be converted into something supremely positive, amazingly positive. And that's why I wanted to call this shiur the blessing of missed opportunities. The missed opportunities can be such a blessing if you look at it and say, what does this teach me? It teaches me chol shadatoi. What does the lockdown teach you? The chol shadato, if we haven't got masik adas, we haven't got start your day the way it should be, we haven't got the meisters, we haven't got the opportunities for chesed, the opportunities for simcha, the opportunities for all the things that we would normally be doing, which we took for granted. And now we're in this matzah, we're being challenged. Will we come to Pashas Ba'alo Yischa? To those messages of Chol Shodatoi, of Aaron HaKohen, of Lom Negora, of the people who missed out on Korban Pesach. Are we going to take this seriously to have a proper Chol Shodatoi? That Chol Shodatoi, the Chalish Sadas, the real upset and the bitterness I've missed out can save me. It can save us. I think it's such an important message to look at these parashas, especially Vayisum Har Hashem, to realize what was the Vayisum Har Hashem, what was turning away from Har Hashem. Something to meaning that we've forgotten the nuns, the relationship between us and Hashem, that it's like the sun and the moon. And as we turn towards him, he turns towards us. And as we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that how you behave towards me depends on how I behave towards you. And when there's a chol shadatoi, there's a bayisim ar Hashem, then that results in misoinim. That results in the yirida, and we'll be zoicha through this chol shadatoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say to us, shelecho gedoyim shelahem, we'll be zoicha to Yeshua's Hashem Kerevah.